Welcome to the Fig City News Podcast, read by a text-to-speech AI voice. Young soloists to pair with new Philharmonia Orchestra in Young at Heart concert, by Chloe Carano. At 3 p.m. on Saturday, February 28th, the halls of Grace Episcopal Church will echo with the sounds of Brahms, Britten, and Schubert as part of a joint program between the Newton-based New Philharmonia Orchestra and two emerging artists, 12-year-old Sophia Hernandez-Williams, cellist, and 10-year-old Valerie Bai, violinist. They come together to kick off the program with selections from a striking opening piece, Brahms' famous Double Concerto, Opus 102, before the orchestra plays two other works on its own. Prior to the concert, a brief talk will be led by Newton resident and theater historian Dr. Barbara Wallace Grossman. The New Philharmonia Orchestra has been a part of Newton's cultural landscape since its founding in 1995. Its goal is to provide music for all through concerts of, by, and for the people. Concerts typically feature full orchestra performances, sometimes combined with interactive elements like an instrument petting zoo, where children can try out different orchestral instruments, or partnerships with organizations like the Boston Ballet School. However, the Young at Heart concert will mark the first time the orchestra has partnered with youth soloists in such a setting. Soloists Sophia and Valerie have known each other for nearly their entire musical careers. They first met when placed in the same small ensemble as part of a program organized by the Boston Youth Symphony Orchestra. At the time, Sophia and Valerie belonged to different orchestras under the Boston Youth Symphony Orchestra system. Since then, both players have advanced to the organization's highest level orchestra, the Boston Youth Symphony. Not only do they regularly play together in this large group setting, but they have continued to play chamber music through forming their own piano trio at the Rivers School Conservatory. Valerie and Sophia, joined by pianist Clara Chen, form Trio Nannerl, named after the affectionate nickname for Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart's sister, Maria Anna Mozart. Under the coaching of Rivers faculty member Alexander Batilov, the trio qualified in 2024 for the senior division semifinals at the 9th annual ensemble competition hosted by the Chamber Music Foundation of New England. The world of music is often said to be difficult to navigate for professional adult players, but these two young musicians have said that they aim to make names for themselves in that environment nonetheless. Sophia explained her drive to continue advancing towards the professional level as an outgrowth of this inspiration. When you hear all the great players, and you just wonder how it feels to be up there on a stage, a beautiful sound, I guess you'd say, I want to know what that feels like. That same motivation to seek a high level of musical education moved Valerie to study with celebrated violinist Stefan Jacku, who lives in New York. Though she typically attends private lessons via Zoom, from time to time, Valerie chooses to make the hours-long trip across states as well. Some might think that adding hours of transportation time is an unnecessary hassle, but to Valerie, it's a worthwhile trade-off for quality instruction. Individually, Sophia and Valerie have already achieved a significant amount of musical success. They began playing at ages 5 and 4, respectively, and since then they have won competitions such as the Boston Youth Symphony Orchestra Concerto Competition and Junior Division of the Sphinx Competition. Despite their large commitments of time and effort, Valerie and Sophia have said that they are not single-minded in their pursuit of music. They have varied interests and hobbies. Valerie likes to draw and play sports at her school, while Sophia enjoys solving math problems and tending to a wide variety of houseplants. While Sophia's mother is an associate director at the Joy of Music program in Worcester, Massachusetts, her father works as a luthier, fixing and building string instruments. Sophia's father had made a 3/4 size violin that Valerie played prior to her current 7/8 size violin, adding a layer of connection between the players and their instruments. This closeness between player and instrument isn't the only form of connection that will be present at the new Philharmonia Orchestra's concert. The bond between soloists and orchestra members will likely also be strengthened. The musicians on the Young at Heart program span generations, and their impact on audiences has the potential to be timeless. The new Philharmonia Orchestra's Young at Heart concert will take place on Saturday, February 28th at 3 p.m. at Grace Episcopal Church, 76 Eldridge Street, Newton Corner. Chloe Carano is a Fig City News student reporter and a sophomore at Newton South High School. That's all for today's Fig City News podcast. Thank you for listening. For more news and updates, visit figcitynews.com.